Good morning. After a few passing clouds last evening, skies cleared out overnight and temperatures dropped rather quickly. Overnight lows and now early morning temperatures are in the 20s and lower 30s once again. With high pressure dominating and in control, we'll have a dry start to the day and plenty of sunshine through the morning and into the afternoon. Still a bit brisk with a northwesterly breeze at times up to around 10 to 12 miles per hour, but temperatures should be a tad warmer than yesterday and most everyone will bounce back into the middle 50s, right around seasonal averages. Clear skies again tonight. With the winds going calm, temperatures will drop quickly again, and most everyone once again will wake up in the upper 20s and lower 30s by tomorrow morning. More sunshine with that ridge of high pressure dominating tomorrow, and this should push high temperatures back up towards 60. A big ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will establish itself over our region for the weekend. This will keep the weather sunny and dry for both Saturday and Sunday, and allow temperatures to warm up even more. We'll be in the lower to mid-60s on Saturday and mid to upper 60s on Sunday. Eventually, a cold front from the north and east will track in our direction, but right now it looks like it'll take most of the day Monday for that to get here, so we'll go with sunshine, giving way to increasing clouds, and without the front moving through until late Monday or Monday night, temperatures will be allowed to climb well up into the 60s once again. A few showers on Monday night and Tuesday with that front back into the 50s Tuesday afternoon, and lower 50s with cooler air flowing in with high pressure from the Maritimes on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, numerous showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast near the Gulf Coast again today with a stationary front near the coast along with a weak upper level disturbance. Conditions will be favorable for heavy rainfall along with some strong thunderstorms with the best concentration from eastern Louisiana to the Florida Peninsula. A few inches of rainfall possible in some areas and flooding remains a localized concern. Meanwhile, active weather will continue out west for the Rockies and the western high plains. A developing surface low and upper level trough, along with a strong cold front, will bring a variety of weather conditions to include heavy mountain snow, gusty winds, and severe thunderstorms east of the Rockies. Winter storm warnings have been issued for the Wasatch of Utah and winter storm watches for the Colorado Rockies, where 1 to 2 feet of snow is possible. Also, wildfire danger will be elevated over parts of Arizona, New Mexico, and western Texas with very dry and windy conditions expected. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under clear skies and 16 degrees with a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 11 below zero. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 33 degrees, the dew point 21, 61% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.40 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 9 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 50s, Boston sunny, breezy, near 50, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 53 degrees, the low 31. The average temperature 42, that's 5 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 1.30 inches, that's 11 hundredths of an inch below average, and 7.79 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 1.62 inches below average. No snowfall yesterday, still 6.4 inches for the month, which is 4.9 inches above average, and 16.9 inches for the season, which is 42.5 inches below average. There were 23 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 340, and 4,951 for the season, which is 1,191 heating degree days below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 58 degrees, the average low, 37. The record high, 83, set in 1968, and the record low, 19, in 1973. Sunrise this morning was at 6:15 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:37 p.m., 13 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, a bit breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Clear and chilly tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and a bit breezy today with highs in the upper 50s. Clear and cold tonight, lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny, breezy today with highs reaching the middle 50s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the upper 20s to around 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and a bit breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Clear and chilly tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and a bit breezy today with highs in the mid-50s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit milder near 60. More sunshine Saturday, lower to mid-60s. Mid to upper 60s with sunshine on Sunday. Sunshine will give way to some clouds on Monday, still in the middle and upper 60s. Showers Monday night and scattered showers Tuesday, back into the middle and upper 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds cooler on Wednesday with highs in the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.